We're continuing on with our series for our tithes and offerings about praising. And praising is no big deal, right? Is that right? No. We've been learning what praise stands for. Say it with me. Ready? Power released after I start expecting. Power is released after I start expecting. And we've been going through different stories in the Bible where there was an expectation for God to do something. And did he move? Yes. Every single circumstance, he moved and worked. And let me ask you this. Is he the same God in all these stories today as he was then? Yes. He's the same God. So what he's done in the past, he will do today, and he will continue to do. And the word tells us that even greater works are going to be done now because of Jesus, right? So we have even more benefits than they had in the past. Somebody say amen. Amen. Aren't you so grateful? Today we're going to be looking in Luke 17. And I was talking to the Lord, and I was like, are we done? And he's like, no, not yet. I'm like, okay, well, you just keep showing me the stories, and I'll keep talking about them. So today we're going to be looking in expectation of the word working. Say it with me. Expectation of the word working. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means that whatever you read in your word for your life will work. And there's a lot of people out there that will say, no, no, it doesn't work. I'm here to tell you today, it does work. Amen? Amen? Our job is to stand on the promises of God and trust him. Is his timing always our timing? No. That's the problem, is a lot of times we grow weary in well-doing, and we stop standing and we stop believing for the miracle. We get comfortable with the situation and we don't expect anything anymore. Have you ever had someone in your life that you've just stopped expecting there to be a change in them? You prayed for them for so long, for goodness gracious, you're just done with expecting. You pray for them, but you don't really expect. That's a dangerous place to be as a child of God. When you stop the expectation, the power stops. The power stops. Amen? We're going to look at a story today, and you might be thinking, well, what does this have to do with tithes and offerings? Well, a lot of times the Bible is an example for us to use in multiple areas of our lives. Amen? And this was about 10 men who had a need, a desperate need. Because of their need, they were literally isolated from their families. They weren't able to work normal jobs. They weren't able to be around people. In fact, it was at the point that when their presence came into the presence of others, they had to declare the problem to everyone. Can you imagine? You have something that's in your life, some kind of problem, some kind of issue. Can you imagine if you had to announce that everywhere you went? Most of us would be like, oh man, I wouldn't be going nowhere, right? Because that's between us and the Lord. But in those days, that's how it was handled. And these 10 men had something that in the natural could not be changed, could not be healed, could not be altered in the natural. They all had leprosy. They all had some kind of skin disease that was unalterable. Unless you're in the presence of Jesus. How many things have you in your life have looked unalterable? That will never change. That can never, it's just the way it is. I'm just going to have to get used to this. I'm just going to have to deal with it. I'm here to tell you today, start expecting more. Start expecting more. Get your expectations up again. Well, but I've done this for so many years. I don't care how many years you've done it. The woman with the issue of blood was 12 years. The man that was by the gate had been crippled his whole life, and he was around 40 when he came into the when Peter came into the temple. You don't give up. You keep your expectation because you don't know what today will hold. You don't know what today will hold. You don't know what today will hold. Keep your expectations up. In Luke 17, it says, now on his way to Jerusalem, this is Jesus, Jesus traveled along the borders of Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance. They didn't even come close to him like the woman with the issue of blood and touch his garment. They stood at a distance. And they called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. What were they saying? They were saying, Jesus, you're our only hope. You're the only one who can do something. Now, why would these 10 men feel like they could expect this from Jesus? Because somebody else had already been testifying. Someone else had already been spreading the news. Look what happened to me in the presence of Jesus. Word had gotten out of the miracles that he was doing, and 10 men, do you know what? I'm almost 100% guaranteed that there weren't just 10 men in that leper's colony. But there were only 10 that came expecting. Only 10. I think about the whole rest of the group that they left behind, because they kind of lived in like colonies. They lived in their own towns with people who had like diseases. And I'm guessing that those other people in that colony were probably wishing they had had their expectations that they could be healed that day, that they could be touched, that the unalterable could be altered by Jesus. And when he saw them, verse 14, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. I find this amazing right here. There's a lot of talk about faith when people come to Jesus, but I think these 10 men represent the most ultimate faith out there. In fact, their faith is probably on the same level as ours. We haven't seen Jesus. We haven't been in his presence, so to speak, like we haven't been able to touch him. And this is why this story is so impactful for us today. They stood at a distance and he gave them word. He gave them word. He said, go show yourself to the priest. And the very next sentence says, and as they went, what? These 10 men took go show yourself to the priest as the miracle? As the answer? Yes, because in those days, in order to be restored to your family, to be restored to your community, you had to go to the priest and show yourself. There were tests that were done, and once those tests were passed, you were able to go back to your families, back to your work, back to your community. Without this step, they couldn't return to their normal lives. And they went based on a word. They went based on the word of Jesus. And as they went, the word tells us, as they went, they were cleansed and healed. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. What is this telling? Why is this so exciting? Because you are holding, most of you, word. You are holding word, and Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he is still speaking through his word to you today, and he is saying in his word, you can trust me, I will be faithful, take my word and go. Take my word and go. Take my word. How many people do not grab hold of this concept? I'm not saying that healing services and being prayed for by someone isn't awesome, but what I'm saying today is there is a new level the Lord is calling Redeemed Church to, and that is have the faith of these 10 lepers to take the word of God for your life and go with it. Why is it important that you take it and you go? Because their healing didn't come until they turned and went. They took that word and they went with it, and the miracle happened. The miracle happened. The miracle that my parents got on Monday wasn't a miracle that they just have been praying and standing on for one day. We've been praying and standing on the word of God since the word came that they owed that. some righteous indignation rose up in me, and I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No way. They are tithers and givers. The Lord tried to bless them, and the devourer is trying to take this. I don't think so. And sometimes when you grab hold of that word and you go, you got to be saying that word all the way. All the way. You don't let go. You don't let go. You don't let go. You don't let go. And you don't let go. Why? Because your expectation is God is going to move. Amen? And He will move. So if you're struggling with something financially, don't cry about it. Don't call a friend to cry with you. No. Get into the Word and find out what is your promise for your situation. Then get on the phone, get somebody else to agree with you, and get your expectation up and start talking about the power of God that's released in your life for that miracle to happen. Amen? Amen? Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm expecting big things. And I am not going to let the enemy come in to kill, steal, and destroy in any way. Why? Because I've already seen the power released in the past. You can't convince me that the power of God doesn't exist. You can't. There's nothing you can do that convince me. I know that I know that I know in whom I believe. And He is faithful. Amen? Expectation of the Word working. Open your Bibles this week. Find the Word. You may say, well, I've got my verses. Ask the Lord for a fresh new one. Ask Him for something specifically for this situation. Maybe you've had ones in the past that have worked, and you're like, well, this doesn't seem like it's working. Maybe because you're grabbing onto something that's old. And the Lord is saying, no, I want a new Word, a fresh Word. I've got something for you. When my sister went into the hospital, right before that, I've shared this, the Lord woke me up and told me to go through all my healing verses. So I got my paper out that I normally have all my 101 healing verses, and He said, no, I want you to go in your Bible. And in my Bible, everywhere there's a healing verse, it's in green. And so I just started going through from Genesis all the way to Revelations, but somewhere in Job, I was reminded of a verse that I had highlighted in green that doesn't necessarily represent healing, but it is a healing verse. And it says that there are miracles that cannot be counted and wonders that cannot be fathomed. And when that verse hit my eyes, it jumped into my spirit, and I knew that I knew that I knew we had this. And I shared that word with my parents, and they grabbed onto it. It's not the same healing verse we had when she was a baby. It was a new word, it was a fresh word, and it was a powerful word, and it's a word we continue to speak over her today. Why? Because God's still doing miracles. He's still doing wonders. Amen? So get your revelation for today. Whatever it is that's going on today in your finances, get your word and hold on to it and don't let go. Instead, you get going. Get going with that word, speaking that word, and moving forward with that word. And then you watch the miracle happen. Amen? Amen. Grab your tithes and offerings this morning. Father, we just are in expectation that your word works. We have seen so many miracles in this church, Father. I know that we know that we know that your word works. But I pray for a supernatural deposit, Father, of expectation in everyone's hearts in this room today. I praise you, Father, for a deposit that is going to have super seed, and it's just going to grow and grow and grow and grow. Father, I just thank you that our expectations are going to rise, that we're going to begin seeing the power of God released in our finances like never before. I thank you, Father, that this is a new day and we have a new hope, and we are in expectation of, as a church, of you are about to do something powerful in this church, Lord. And we are ready to receive. We are ready to be vessels you can flow through. We are ready to be planters, Father, that will plant seeds. We are ready to be harvesters that will harvest seeds. We are ready, we are ready, we are ready, Father. And we turn in expectation as we go out of this place today, expecting to hear the good reports, expecting to hear the miracles, expecting to hear that things are changing. We give you all the praise and all the glory because we know that this is all possible only with you. And just like these 10 lepers, we come into your presence today. We boldly approach your throne of grace with confidence. And we praise you, Father. You have heard our prayer today, and you are acting on our behalf. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.